Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. After another big Vikings victory, they moved to 8-3 after beating the Atlanta Falcons 20-10. Following the game, you guys had a bunch of questions. We're going to try and answer them. Let's get right to it. The first question comes from Jamie in Indiana. With how Antoine Exum played, will he get the nod to start next to Harrison Smith from here on out? Before we look ahead to who starts down the road, let's look back on Exum's performance in Atlanta. In his first career start, 9 tackles, 1 for a loss, and he fell on the fumble that Anthony Barr forced early in the game, a big play in that game that helped swing momentum to the Vikings side. So a good job by Exum filling in for Sendejo. Is it enough to supersede Sendejo in the starting lineup? I'm not sure about that. Andrew earned that starting position during training camp and all throughout the season. And usually injuries don't cost a guy his job. But that's for the coaching staff and Mike Zimmer to figure out, not us. For now, great job by Exum stepping in. The next question comes from our buddy Peter in Orlando. Can the Vikings really crack the upper bounds of elite teams as long as the passing game is so anemic? Well, I don't think it's fair to call the passing game anemic. When the Vikings have needed to pass, they've done so. On the first touchdown drive the Vikings had in Atlanta, Teddy had 67 passing yards. So there's no doubt about it. This offense is led by the running game. But when he's needed most, Teddy can step up. It's more about winning than it is filling out the box score. And right now, the Vikings are winning games. The next question comes from Nate. With the struggles of Mike Wallace, should we consider moving him down on the depth chart? Well, I don't think Mike Wallace is struggling. Let's look at it this way. We're used to Mike Wallace scoring long touchdowns throughout his career, but in this offense right now, Adrian's the one scoring the long touchdowns, and the Vikings are moving the ball primarily on the ground. Here's the good news. Mike Wallace has a catch in the Super Bowl. He's played and produced in a lot of big games. So if down the stretch, the Vikings need to rely on Mike Wallace, there's a good chance he's going to come through. The next question comes from Derek in St. Paul. Do you think Barr took a risk by not going for the tackle? May have ended in points if Barr didn't make the play. Well, Derek is referring to the amazing play by Anthony Barr early in the Atlanta Falcons games. The amazing part about that play, Barr was cut block on the play. It was on the ground when Tevin Coleman started racing down the sidelines. Barr got up quickly and chased Coleman down and forced the fumble. I love the play. Yeah, it was a risk going for the strip rather than the tackle, but at that point, Coleman already had a 46-yard gain, was deep in our territory. I think the reward was worth the risk. An elite play by Anthony Barr. The next question comes from Matt. I know it's early, but do you expect heavy blitz on Russell Wilson, or will they rush four and spy to contain him? Well, it is too early to tell, and Mike Zimmer's not going to tell us his plan, but I would expect there's going to be a little bit of both. The best thing to do as a defense is to remain unpredictable and not let the offense know what's coming. Russell Wilson can be dangerous if you let him out of the pocket. He's one of the best at making throws on the run or tucking the ball and running it himself. A big challenge for the Vikings coming up on Sunday. The last question comes from Winston in Hopkins, Minnesota. What's the key to beating Seattle? Well, you want to be able to win games in a lot of different ways, but I don't think the Vikings need to deviate very far from their plan and from the results against the Falcons. On offense, run the ball well and explosively with Adrian Peterson and Jerick McKinnon and Matt Asiata, and take care of the ball, protect Teddy Bridgewater, and don't turn the ball over. On defense, it's important for the Vikings to stop the run. Marshawn Lynch may not be in the game, but Thomas Rawls can step in and play. What you want to do is be good against the run and make Seattle predictable on those later downs. That's when you can turn an offense over. Turnovers were key for the Vikings on Sunday against the Falcons. That's going to do it for this week's edition of the Pick Six. We'll be back next week to handle your questions, so please send them in right here to the email address at the bottom of the screen. And remember to stay tuned to Vikings.com all week. Our coverage of the Vikings win over the Falcons continues, and pretty soon we'll start previewing the Seahawks. Also, download the Vikings app. All of your favorite content delivered straight to your mobile device. We'll talk to you next week.